KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, the Exira EHK Spartans built a 20-point halftime lead, let it slip away, and then finished strong to win the Class 1A Region 8 final over Lennox last night, 66-56 in Winterset. Lennox jumped on top first with a 7-0 run to start the game, but the Spartans quickly settled in and rallied. A 21-0 run starting in the middle of the first quarter turned an 11-7 deficit into a 28-11 lead. The Spartans built the lead to 20 at halftime at 41-21. Lennox then responded with a 24-7 advantage in the third quarter to get right back in the game. The Tigers would eventually tie the game at 54 in the fourth quarter on a TJ Stokes three, but the Spartans never let the Tigers take the lead. The Spartans went to the foul line for 15 free throw attempts in the fourth quarter, connecting on 10 of those to regain the lead and seal that victory. The Spartans only suit 8 players, and Coach Tom Peterson said this is the most proud he's ever been of a group of girls for what they've accomplished.
I got choked up in there because 8 kids, and you have a senior that goes down with the, you know, so the adversity that we have faced this year. I haven't endured that in 23 years of coaching, and Corey and I don't really enjoy playing in practice that much. But you know what? It says a lot about these 8. I said, yeah. You know, I called them, they're the Elite 8, and now they get to go be part of the Elite 8 down in Des Moines. Exactly.
Quinn Grubbs led the Spartans with 31 points on the night, including 14 of 20 from the free throw line. Macy Emgarten poured in 20 points. The Spartans attacked the basket well throughout the night, and Lennox racked up a large number of fouls each half, giving the Spartans a wealth of free throw attempts. They finished the game connecting on 26 of 38 attempts. The Spartans improved to 23-0 on the season. After the game, Grubbs talked about her focus to get to the rim after the slow start.
I just knew that my role, we have great shooters on the team, so my role as the point guard is I need to attack and draw those shooters and draw the fouls so I can get to the free throw line where we needed to be at that point of the game.
Lennox led by 22 points from TJ Stokes, 15 from McKenna Hogan, and 10 from Cassidy Nelson as they end a terrific season at 20-4. Coach Peterson reflected on how tough this season was with limited numbers and injuries.
Doing more with less is what I said, and we've had to do that, Chris, all year long. You know, I asked kids, you know, at school if they would be interested, and not a lot of interest, you know, from others, but that's okay, you know, because the ones that wanted to do this, they get to experience something that they'll never forget the rest of their lives.
Spartans drew the number 4 seed in the 1A state tourney bracket. They'll face 5th-seeded MMCRU in the first round game next Wednesday at 4 p.m. at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll have coverage of that game for you here on KJAN. Elsewhere in Class 1A last night, it was Newell Fonda in Region 2 defeating CAM 75-37. An early Newell Fonda blitz led to a 50-16 halftime lead as the Mustangs pick up that victory. In Region 4, Kingsley Pearson beat St. Albert 64-44. In Class 2A play last night, Nottoway Valley had the lead before the clock even started, and they never looked back in a 55-33 victory over AHSTW in a Class 2A Region 5 girls basketball final last night in Atlantic. A scorebook error led to a technical foul being called on AHSTW before the opening tip, and Maddox DeVault hit one of the 2 free throws. That gave the Wolverines a 1-0 lead before they ever started the game, and they would never lose that advantage. Nottoway Valley was up 9-0 before Kaylee Jones scored with less than 2 minutes left in the first quarter to get the Lady Vikes on the board, but they trailed the Wolverines 22-4 by the end of the first. Things didn't get any better for AHSTW in the second quarter as they found themselves behind 31-11 at the half. The Wolverine lead grew to 26 points at 51-25 in the fourth quarter before they picked up the 22-point victory. DeVault led the Wolverines with 23 points, and Lindsay Davis scored 16. The Lady Vikes were led by Claire Denning with 16 points. AHSTW finished their season in the regional final for the second year in a row with a record of 17-7, while Nottoway Valley moves to 23-0, and the program qualifies for the state tournament for the first time since Bridgewater Fontenelle made the tourney in 1981. Also in Class 2A play last night, Trainer had a big fourth quarter to knock off Underwood 40-38. A 22-10 fourth quarter advantage helped Trainer overcome a 10-point first half deficit as they qualify for state. Now, after all that regional play last night, here you go again. In Class 1A, Exira EHK is the 4 seed. They open up against 5th-seeded MMCRU in Wednesday afternoon play next week at 4 p.m. Also, number one, Bishop Garrigan plays number eight, Springville. Number two, Newell Fonda will face seventh seed Kingsley Pearson, while number three seed St. Ansgar will play six-seeded Montezuma. In the 2A tournament, Nottoway Valley drew the four seed. They'll face fifth-seeded North Lynn on 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. The rest of the bracket has top seed Maquoketa Valley facing number eight Rock Valley. Number two seed Dyke New Hartford plays seventh-seeded Trainer. And then number three West Branch will face number six Grundy Center also next week in the 2A tourney. Well, the Class 3A boys basketball sub-state semifinals will be contested tonight, and we'll have coverage of the Atlantic Trojans at the Glenwood Rams this evening in sub-state 8. It'll be an audio-only broadcast that you can hear online on our KJAN-TV channel. Pre-game will start at 6:45 tonight, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Now, you won't see the video of that game. That's not allowed. But we will be able to bring you the audio of that game, just like we would on the radio. But it'll be enhanced because you'll see the scoreboard graphics on screen if you go to KJAN TV to listen to that game tonight. Also around the region in Substate 8, ADM will play at Dallas Center Grimes this evening. And in Substate 1, Carroll hosting Storm Lake. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Lamar's this evening. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, North Carolina State making a nice push toward a berth in the NCAA men's basketball tourney as they have their first four-game ACC road winning streak in almost four decades after a 68-61 win over 15th-ranked Virginia. Also last night, number 20 Arkansas turned a six-point deficit into an 81-66 thumping of sixth-ranked Alabama. Marcus Zagorowski, Christian Bishop, and Denzel Mahoney scored 13 points each as 13th-ranked Creighton picked up a 77-53 win over DePaul. Number 11 Florida State coasted to an 88-71 win over Miami. And number 25 Tennessee beat in-state rival Vanderbilt 70-58. We have Big Ten men's basketball tonight for you here on the radio. The Iowa Hawkeyes playing Michigan tonight in an important Big Ten basketball game. You can catch it live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 tonight. 5 o'clock is the pregame start time. 6 o'clock is tip time from Ann Arbor. Iowa versus Michigan at Chrysler Arena this evening. Well, the Iowa State women made 13 of 27 from three-point range as they hammered 18th-ranked West Virginia 85-68 in Ames last night. The Cyclones celebrated senior night by moving to 11-6 in the Big 12.
Really, really proud of our team. I thought we played really well both ends of the floor. You know, you beat a really good West Virginia team, really good West Virginia team. And nice that the seniors could have that kind of special night. It all came together. Everyone got in the game, so... exactly what this team needed, and now we've got a week to get our legs back and rest up, knowing Kansas comes next Wednesday, but big win for our team.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. That was a resume-building win for the Cyclones, who claimed their second victory of the season over a ranked team. The Drake women outscored UNI 30-11 in the third quarter and rolled to a 77-56 win in Cedar Falls last night. Grace Berg led four Bulldogs in double figures with 18 points as Drake improves to 11-5 in Missouri Valley play.
We had great moments. I mean, how fun was our third quarter? The way that we came out, I thought, was just phenomenal. I thought we just did a really nice job. I loved the life that we had today.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik, who says the Bulldogs picked it up defensively in the second half. Panthers were just 7-40 from three-point range as they dropped to 7-7 in the Valley. The latest federal bill related to college sports would allow athletes to earn money from endorsements, loosen restrictions around transfers, and permit players to return to school after entering a professional league's draft. The proposed legislation also would require the wealthiest athletic programs to increase spending on long-term medical care for athletes. That bill is the fourth to emerge from the Senate since December and a second from a Republican. The West Coast Conference men's and women's basketball tournaments will be held without fans due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Clark County in Nevada would have allowed a limited number of fans, but the conference decided it would be safer for athletes and staff with no one else in the arena. That's Check of Sports here this morning. Sports This Morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.